I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Alexander Payne's Nebraska got me thinking about what makes a movie big or small. By one set of measurements, this film is certainly small. Modest budget, black and white photography, a road movie played out across flat country at a leisurely pace, and not a trace of special effects. By the metrics of the heart, though, Nebraska is as big as it is beautiful. It's a universal tale written by Bob Nelson about a half-cracked father dodging dementia with occasional success and his nearly estranged son. Everything turns on the father, Woody Grant, and Bruce Dern's portrait of the boozy old coot is a wonder. Woody's reality is woefully skewed, but sharply focused on a $1 million sweepstakes prize he's convinced he's won on the basis of a direct mail letter. It's a scam, of course, but a perfect pretext for a movie plot. When the father insists on traveling from his home in Montana to the sweepstakes office in Nebraska to collect his windfall, the son, David, who's played with soulful delicacy by Will Fort, decides to indulge his father's fantasy and the two men hit the road. Their odyssey combines prickly combat, delicious comedy, and a stirring exploration of Woody's past, and one stop along the way, a Nebraska town called Hawthorne, where time moves in such small, halting steps that the present hasn't yet arrived. Woody grew up there, and he can't fathom the fact that people he knew are dead and gone, but part of his family remains, including a couple of grotesque nephews with nothing to do all day. In the hands of a lesser director working from another script, everyone in town might have been grotesque, but this film is remarkable for its kindness and generosity. The old folks, being old, talk slowly and a little too loudly, but they aren't broadened into caricature. The one exception is Kate, the wife and mother, who never has a good word to say about anyone. June Squibb's performance is so broad that it's hard to believe such a scold could have produced a son as open and gentle as David. Yet Squibb sells her character's crackling dialogue with a hilarious verve that's going to be hugely popular. As a road movie in a classic tradition, Nebraska has a stated destination and an unstated goal. Getting to that sweepstakes office is a trip and a half, and it's punctuated by encounters with such pungent characters as Stacy Keach's Ed, a smiling brute who's alive to the possibilities of Woody's supposed fortune, and Angela McEwen's Peg, an elderly, otherworldly pixie who runs Hawthorne's little newspaper and sends a boy on a bicycle to photograph Woody for the article she intends to write about him. But getting to the goal of reconciliation is what carries father and son along and leads to a vehicular climax that's entirely in keeping with what's gone before. It's wonderfully tender, entirely unexpected, and quietly thrilling. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.